Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Saperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Saperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Saperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, securities cleared through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA, and I'm tired right now after saying all of that. But anyway...
Yes,
Peter. I'm Peter Greco.
Very good.
See, I forgot my name, too. So,
go. I'm David Brownstein. Good morning, Peter, on this very nice, cool autumn day. And, you know, I'm trying to smile more with my eyes. I think that's something we should all try to do.
It doesn't work. As a matter of fact, the guy was telling me, you know, I was at a restaurant, and he was there with, you know, with the mask at the counter, and he said, you know, I smile, and people don't realize, they don't know how to read your eyes. That would tell you people that you're smiling. I said, listen, when I'm smiling and I look at a person, they look at my eyes and they look like they're going to run in terror. You know, so
well, that's
so I said,
because they probably know you.
Yeah, well, whatever. But they can't read eyes. They don't know what it means, and they look at you like very strangely. You know.
Well, you have to just smile more.
I guess. Well, I smiled as much as I could. And I that's know. It. All I've right. given up.
All right. Very good. Thank
so,
you.
Okay. So what's your name?
I already told him.
You already said that? Yeah, I forgot already.
George, whatever.
It is Saturday, October 17th.
It is.
2020.
Fast month.
And it's 10:05 in the morning. We always say that because this show is rebroadcast on this station. ESPN 1520 out of Buffalo, New York at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. And the way things are going lately, maybe there aren't going to be sporting events. Who knows?
Closing down those NFL facilities.
Yeah, facilities, so. Yeah. And but if there is a sporting event on, the show is on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming. If you go to our website, saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, you should be all set up. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. You miss a show, you want to replay a show. Once again, go to saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is chat and archives. Click on archives, and there's years and years of shows there. Not that you want to go back, you know, then you'd find out when we're wrong. We wouldn't like that at all because we're never wrong, are we?
Can
we wrong? Yeah.
Don't you edit those? Don't you edit those?
Yeah, I meant to go back. You can't do that.
Oh, okay.
And finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Yeah, it talk about what's going on with the big thing is stimulus and a vaccine. There's no doubt, but there's been a ton of economic reports that have come out. They call them October surprises, which is hard to believe that the economists can't pinpoint a lot of the numbers, but it's just tough. And with the cold weather coming, flu season, possible this health crisis will continue. So they said there's a casting of a dark cloud over the economic landscape.
Hard to believe, isn't
it? Yeah.
Okay. Just amazing. So, we encourage you to go to the website. You have contact information for us if you do want to contact us. There's also information about the firm, the different services we offer, and, besides using the website for what I mentioned before, the live streaming and the archives and the free economic report. Also, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And if for some reason you don't want to call us, you can use our chat box at the website. Once again, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, and then join the chat, and you're all set. Type a question, type a symbol, and if you do type any symbols, let us know whether you are looking, what you're looking to do with it. You're looking to buy, sell, hold, you own it, whatever. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Who's up first there?
Art, New Jersey.
Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I was all set, working great on the laptop, and I went away, and it tells me it's reconfiguring, so I can't get on. That's why
you're in trouble.
I'm calling on the phone. I'm going to listen in on the phone afterwards.
No problem.
Thanks for providing us, such a valuable service. Your information you guys give help investors with technical information. It's very, very valuable.
Well, thank you.
Well, that's because we're experts.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'll wait for you to smile and wake up.
I've given my dissertation on experts. Experts are people who just know more than the average person about the area they're in. Doesn't mean they're right all the time. So, be aware of that.
It doesn't.
Yeah. Sure.
No, unfortunately.
Yes. Okay.
But.
Yeah, I did. I did send a chat thing before my computer died. So. First stock thing I was interested in is Xcel Energy. XEL is the code. And it used to be Southwest Public Service.
Right.
I noticed in Barron's today that it's getting close to its all-time high of 74.41. And the earnings are going up this year and next year, I saw. What would you think about this as far as, the future price?
What was the symbol on that?
XEL.
XEL.
Oh, I thought it said XCL. Okay.
No. X-E.
Oh, that's how it's pronounced. XCL.
Oh, that's your fault, not mine, right?
Yeah. Okay.
You said you're going to be nice this morning, Peter.
I didn't say that. I was going to say.
You told me that. You told me that.
I was going to be philosophical.
I guess.
Surprisingly, we got some phone coins, so the world got saved from my philosophy. Yeah, that's beautiful. Major breakout, probably an all-time high, I would guess. Yeah.
If you're close to it.
I
think it pays a fairly nice dividend, too.
Well, let's see. The dividend on it is, 2.38.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To be precise.
2.4%?
Philosophically precise. Yeah.
I mean, very strong. When you have a breakout like that, potential target for what it's worth, you take it with a grain of salt. Because it's a method, based on a charting method. I don't even know how they ever came up with this method of...
Is that cup and handle they're talking about?
No. It's point and figure chart calculations, and
someday
I should read into that.
We call it guessing art.
But basically, they come up with a target, which someday, theoretically, should be hit, so that gives you, a more reasonable chance. And it's 91. It's a nice target.
Very nice.
And, support should be in the around the 200-day moving average, 66, 50 days, 70, so say, between 66 and 70, as long as it stays above, maybe 65, long-term investor would be holding it. So nice looking stock.
Oh, that's great. Second item would be Neuberger Berman Mid Cap Growth. Its symbol is NMANX. I've had it a long time. It used to be called Guardian, and then they dropped that out. So, well, I'm sorry, the name was Manhattan. That's why it's NMANX, mm-hmm. but it's now called Mid Cap Growth.
Yeah, I mean, it looks okay. It had a horrible downturn, like everything did. You know, early in into that March low.
How low did it get?
Well, about 1085 or so. Yes. You know, and now it's back up.
I looked at it, I guess 6 months ago was around, or a couple months ago was around 15-16. So it's, I see 1981 is Friday's close.
Yeah, great. I mean, it's long term. It's been a great fund, right? Because I'm looking in 2011, it was about $8.72. You know, so it's been decent, great. Really. You know, and you want to see it get to at least 12:30. You know, to tell you it can break out and move, because that the resistance is going to be around 12:25 on it.
It's up 26.2% this year. It's up 34% last year, down 6 in 2018.
Very good.
It looks like you can always go to Morningstar and take their information for what it's worth. Not that they're perfect like anybody else, but they do give some information that can be useful. And, the key is the old high. It pulled back after getting to 12:15, pulled back to 12. And, last week was a little bit of a sloppy week. So, although I think all the indexes were barely up. So watch that, 12:25 area, get a move to 12:30. And then the potential price objective, based on the charting method, is 13:60. So.
Right. Okay, great. The last fund is Vanguard High Yield Corporate Fund, VWEHX. It's a bond fund, and I have it in my IRA. I've had it for years, and I have a substantial amount of my IRAs in this fund because, over the time, it's been paying, since it's taxable, but it's in the IRA, it's been paying a fairly nice dividend.
It's doing surprisingly well. I only say surprisingly because it's a high yield fund. A lot of high yield.
The Fed's buying high yield.
Is that why. Maybe? Who knows? Yeah. But I've seen other high yield funds not doing as well as this. Okay, and nice recent breakout, and it's been holding in that area around 585 price objective 605, and as long as it stays above, I'd say maybe 560.
Close to 584.
Yeah. So, once again, I know you never sell, but,
I do transfer anyway.
Okay. But anyway, 560, you want to see it stay above that, so.
Right. Yeah, I saw in Barron's that said it had a 1.9% year-to-date return, but 14.5% for a three-year return.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy with the 1.9, I guess, is because the price, although it's probably the price went down over the time anyway.
Well, it took, a big dump. Let's see, was it this year? Yeah.
Yeah, it's up about 1.9. Last year, 15.8, and in 18, it was down 3. So that's not a 14% three-year. I don't know where you're getting that.
I don't know.
That's why you got to do your research.
Absolutely. Well, it could depend on you guys and Barron's.
Right. One out of two ain't bad.
The catch is, I don't know, is Barron's giving you a total return with,
it's a three-year total return.
It's total return? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's probably why. Okay, and in closing, I just one question. That biotech stock I have, I see it's getting close to its offer price of 88. It's 87.56,
mm-hmm.
up 156 for the week. The fact that it's closing in on that 88, does that indicate that they're getting close to making, completing the tender offer?
No. When's the deal closing?
Fourth quarter.
All right, that's why, In other words, the closer it is to closing, the closer it will move to the price. that's being offered. Okay. So it doesn't mean, all it means is that, you know, here's the fourth quarter, you know.
Right, right. And, yeah, I guess shares are trading based on the future.
Right. So, you know, as I've always said before, you know, I normally say take the money, you know, only sure. because
you
who knows.
Sell the stock.
Fall through,
yeah,
right?
Sell the stock. Yeah, right. Sell the stock only because you're taking a risk. You know, what if all of a sudden one of their drugs kills somebody, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know. So, you know, why for 50 cents or whatever it is? You know.
Yeah. No, you're right.
You know, the possibilities aren't necessarily high, but it's happened before. You know, something happens before the
deal. Right. So the price action is good for this period of time, but you can never say, "Oh, it's going to go through. I'm not going to watch it. Or I'm not going to be aware of it because things have happened."
Yeah, things have happened, and you have to just decide for yourself. You
and
know,
on the positive side, somebody could come in and offer
make
a
higher
bigger
deal,
price,
but a lot of people will hang on for the higher deal, and then something happens. Yeah, you know, so.
There either are several hundred million or $1 billion as a penalty if this thing
they don't care about
a very high percentage of the time in the past, I just sell it, you know.
Yeah. You know, I was surprised with the Barron's price. 52-week low is $8.80.
Yeah, Art, you've been talking about this for so long, and I never did anything.
Well, they're doing it for me.
They're doing it for you.
But,
hopefully somebody else who listened, you know, did something about it. So what can I say?
Yeah, Fidelity, I gave the instructions to.
Right.
Them,
so. Okay.
Ah, Windows is almost ready. I'm going to be able to get up on
there. You go. All set.
All right. You know, wonderful weekend.
If you're lucky, you can get up in time for my philosophical part of the show.
Yeah. Monday afternoon, baby.
Okay.
Okay.
Have
care.
A good one, Art. Enjoy the weekend. Stay safe.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Right now, give us a call. Phone line's pretty wide open. Yeah, very wide open. 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to the Dreamer. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter, David.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, you got on too late last week there.
Yeah, I wanted to. You keyed me in when you said silver was $24 because last week it closed at 25 and some change.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been trading between 24 and 25.
Yeah, it depends because a lot of times I'm looking at SLV probably, you know.
So, right.
Yeah, which is not.
So stop that.
Yeah, stop it. Okay.
I do have one for you, but first I have a couple of fun facts.
All right. What are the fun facts?
Get the blocking the button ready to go ahead. The dump button. Go ahead. Yeah. So. Just kidding.
If I really told you what I wanted to
say. Don't do that.
I have to bite my tongue all the time. Go ahead.
This is a rhetorical question. Since when did the CDC become the fifth branch of the U.S. government?
Well, as I've been saying to everybody, you know, they always think, these experts and scientists and all that are always right, you know. And I don't think they have a real good handle on this virus. So that's my opinion.
Dr. Greco's diagnosis.
No, it's true. I don't think they really totally understand it.
Well, Fauci invested $500 million in vaccinations. So.
Is he going to get them all, you mean? What?
Well, he's one of those older guys, too.
Okay. But I'm just saying, you know, everybody comes on and spouts it, but when you see different things happening, you say they don't really totally, because now, remember they had the MIS cases coming up with children only, where it's, now they found it's hitting adults, all right?
I'm sure they're going to find more, too.
Oh, yeah. So there you go.
But anyways, we're at $27 trillion plus in debt.
Mm-hmm.
We're adding to the debt at $4 million plus per minute.
It's lunch money.
Yeah.
It's low interest rates.
It's funny, though. When I checked it before March, it was only $2 plus million mm-hmm. per minute.
Yeah.
So.
Well, go ahead.
I do have a stock. Yeah,
but I always tell people, you know, I've been listening to, it's going to matter. You know, it only matters when it matters, okay?
Right.
And who knows when that's going to be, you know, so.
I think the scary thing is that a lot of our enemies are holding that debt.
Well.
Now you sound
we'll put it this way, perceived enemies.
Perceived, right. Okay, so what is the financial thing?
Okay, it's SLVDF.
SLV what?
D.
SLD. VF.
SL David. Okay.
F is in, you know.
Yeah. Dump. No. I knew it was going to come.
F is in food.
Yeah, F is in fool. How's that?
Right. So.
I don't have it.
I don't have it either. SLDF?
VF.
SLV.
V.
D is in David.
Okay.
F is in fool.
Frank, yeah.
We're going to take the whole show up with this.
No, Art already did that. Hi, Art.
I give up.
Oh, you can't find it?
No.
It's called Silver Dollar Resources.
And what? SLVDF?
DF. S is in Sam, L is in love, V is in victory, D is in David, and F is, you can guess.
Well,
yeah, I got it. I don't.
I'm not getting anything either.
No.
Oh man, you guys are no help.
No kidding.
Well, that's what I was telling people.
I say that to Peter every day at the office. Here, I got it under. I just did a Google search and got it.
Did you? What's it trade at?
$33.
Really? That's a high priced stock for you.
Well, it's a dollar something, right?
$1.33.
Yeah.
It's down 4%.
I'm interested in watching it because my good friend Eric Sprott owns 18% of it.
Yeah, well, that's a good, you know, a lot of people probably don't know who he is, but.
No, he's a billionaire from Canada that owns just about every mineral company on the planet.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you have a very well-known, connected investor in it, you know, and that's certainly something. So, I wish I could, well, let me see one other thing. Let me try.
Well, I called you guys just to say hello, basically, but I didn't know if you knew anything that I didn't know because I couldn't find much about it.
Oh, no wonder. It hasn't been around that long. Holy cow.
How long has it been around?
Well, it looks like, let's see, what chart am I looking at here?
A couple of years?
Weekly. No, it's only been since, at least as SLVDF, since this year, you know, a few months ago. A few weeks ago, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's real new.
Yeah, that's.
I'm showing sometime in August.
Yeah. Oh. So it hasn't been around enough to tell you. You know, it looks like it had a nice run up to 250 and came right back down to where it was when it came out, you know, so.
Well, I'll just keep an eye on it.
Yeah, keep an eye and see if it picks up. Would be interesting.
So, well, I wanted to catch you guys. And David,
well, that's all right. Thank you for calling.
Last week you said Bitcoin, and it was cryptocurrency you were looking for, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
I was looking for that term?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. And
you too.
In the future.
All right,
okay,
thanks.
Take care. Thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy the weekend.
Bye. Right now, give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or, if you don't want to give us a call, go to the chat box at saperston.com, saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat, and you'll be all set. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it, buy, sell, or if you just own it. Right now, we're going to go to Dominic in Sarasota. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Good,
how are you?
Good. If I was any better, I'd be twins.
All right.
Very good.
Yeah. I got one question. One of our big companies here in beautiful Florida is going to split Monday 4-for-1. Edward.
Edward. See, that one. See, you know what the problem is? I just realized, you know, my short-term memory, when somebody gives me five symbols, I can't handle it.
There you go.
You know, five letters for a symbol.
Now this
Extra
one,
Energy.
Yeah, well, that's a great
305.60.
Great
you said
company.
It's a 4-for-1, Dominic? Four for one split?
Yeah, four for one.
I mean, you know, they're just the leading company in the industry, you know, alternative energy and so forth, right? And, yeah, I mean, stock's been great. Probably someone would have said, you know, years ago, why would I buy a utility stock? You know,
that's what I say.
Yeah. But this one's in alternative energy, you know, and it's been doing exceptionally well. Just broke out, I guess, looks like an all-time high again. And price objective, for what it's worth, you know, take it for what it's worth, is 392. So if it splits 4-for-1, that's, you know, a nice
almost 100.
Move. Almost 100. if you calculate very quickly in your head like David can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm good with the round number.
So, yeah, I mean, it looks very nice here.
Mm. And they can afford the dividend?
That I don't know. No idea in that. You know, what is their dividend anyway? 1.88, not much of a dividend, really.
Well, it's because the price of the stocks run up so far.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't – you have to more or less do – you know, we always say do your own research and look into it, you know, because all sorts of people will have different opinions, you know, whether the dividend's covered. You know, a lot of people look at free cash flow and a lot of other things. I'm not an expert on whether they have their dividend covered or not, believe me.
Yeah.
That's why you have to do your own research.
Quite a while, so I'm in it at $54.
Really?
Nice.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I've owned it since 2004 and 5 is when I bought. When I first come down here, that's, you know, I was looking for some, you know, new stocks and stuff, and that's, people were saying, you know, this Nextra Energy, well, at that time it was called Florida Power and Light.
Hard to believe, isn't it? Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's done real well and that stuff. But in fact, I sold some a little bit yesterday to get some free up some cash because I'm going to get, you know, shares. The 26th is when it actually the new shares get issued or whatever. And that stuff, but yeah, so.
Yeah, I know, that's, you know, and I would only, you know, reevaluate if say, it dropped under 258, which would be what, 65, about 64? Yeah. So, you know, on the split basis, if it dropped under, say, 64, you'd reevaluate it at that point.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Thanks very much. Have a good week. Well, we'll listen to you, you know, rest of the show.
You right, too. Good you. To hear from right. you. Take care.
Bye.
Okay. Right now, give us a call. Phone lines are empty. 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. There you are. Type a question, type in a symbol. If you do type in a symbol or symbols, let us know what you're looking to do with that symbol. Right now, while we're waiting for calls, we will take a quick 1 minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Sapperston and Peter Greco of Sapperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at sapperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Sapperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Right now, phone lines are wide open, so give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to head to the chat box.
Okay. So, as I bring it up and I stutter to find it, someone is giving a shout out to you, Peter.
Okay.
It wasn't because of your philosophical views on anything. It was regarding a stock that apparently you said should be doing quite well. You liked it. So it is NIO, N-I-O. It's a Chinese electric car company.
Yeah.
Shout out to Peter Greco. I did my research. Purchased NIO stock late March, $260 a share. 1,000 shares, haven't touched it. Yesterday, the stock closed at 28.48.
I know. I got a headache. I didn't buy it.
That's all right.
I've played the options off and on, but wasn't good in my timing at times because it's, been very volatile, a big one of the traders. And if I bought it at that price, I'd probably take some money off the table, but what do I know?
Why listen to you?
That's right, because I didn't even buy it.
Right.
But I've seen, the price objective on the point and figure charts, 53.5, which sounds...
It's time to buy it. Buy it, Pete.
Buy it?
Buy it.
but it's not that outlandish because one research service stock service that had actually put it out fairly recently, and I think it was around 20 or so, and said their target was 45, based on the way they did things. And you got to beware, obviously, with a lot of traders playing this, it's a hot momentum stock. It can be very volatile. The support for it is going to be back in the 20 to 21 area, and it's up at 28. So, I would definitely hold some, and if you're really... you've done your research into it and feel that confident, it's up to you. But I always believe in taking a little off the table anyway. Then no matter what happens, you don't turn something, into a loss, it certainly looks good.
No, that's great. Very yep. good. Congratulations.
Yeah.
The next person wants to know about GRA, which closed at 46.14. The person owns it and is looking for a price target.
Okay. I was still thinking.
W.R. Grace, specialty chemicals, et cetera.
Yeah, old line company, been around for centuries.
Like you.
Like
2.6% dividend.
Well, hopefully they did their research. They had a strong reason why they want to buy it. But it did break a downtrend line, which is, encouraging. It's been going down for quite a while, since 2019 when it was up at 79 or so, 79.80 area. Mm-hmm. Actually got as low as 27. With that, for what it's worth, it now does have a price objective based on the point and figure chart of 64.
Hmm.
Now, it's got a lot of work to do because it's right at a resistance area where it recently broke down. So it would be encouraging to see it just plow right through that, which is right in the 47 area. If it does that, next resistance is 52. And then if it goes above 52, 53 in that area, 60 would be the nice next objective. Now, the 200-day moving average is at 49, and where to close? 46.
46.14.
Yeah, so you want to get it above that 200-day, all right? And the worst case is that, you get up to 49 and you die. I've seen that happen many times before, at the 200-day moving average. So watch that very closely. And, if you're going to buy it, and it depends. If you're a longer-term investor, you would reevaluate it in the 38 area. And, if you're, say, an intermediate-term investor, you'd reevaluate it in the 41 area.
Okay. Very good. Next one is Fastly, FSLY.
Yeah, boy, did that get tanked.
Person owns it.
Yeah. I think it fell 35% in one day.
Yesterday, wasn't it? Was it yesterday?
It's either Thursday or Friday.
Closed at 84.67.
Yeah, it
Were earnings bad? I can't remember.
I don't know if the earnings or future projections, but unfortunately, their largest customer is TikTok.
Right. That's what it was. Their results that came out, and they weren't preliminary results, weren't good because of that.
Because of the TikTok thing.
Right.
And that's always the risk in any stock, you know, if you're doing research into it and they're relying on one big customer for most of their business, that can be a problem,
right.
You know. And obviously, you know, with the attack by us or Trump or the government or whoever on TikTok, you know, it causes this problem. So let's take a look at, you know, is it potentially a buy? Let's see. I mean, everything I've read, and hopefully you've done your research into it, they're supposed to have great technology, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, looking at it, boy, I'll tell you, that's... you want to see it show some life by at least now getting back to 87. If it got back to 87, a real speculative trader, you know, or aggressive trader could buy it and would then very heavily reevaluate if it dropped to 83. And would you say it closed at 84?
Yeah.
67. So right now, it's just hard to say. You know, the real support, major support for the stock is in the 72 to 75 area.
Mm-hmm.
And where, you know, if it did go to that, it might be a very attractive buy at that point. I would, you know, check it out very carefully if it got down to there. Check, you know, all the latest news and information on the company, but... I think it might be a buying opportunity, and you just have to wait for it to turn. You know, right now it's just in a solid downtrend, you know, from that news. You know.
Yeah, well, it's a one-day thing.
Yeah, but 72 to 75 might be an interesting area for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then if it dropped to 70 or so, it'd be in deep trouble, you know, at that point.
All right.
Yep. That's it.
Well, we have one more, but we have somebody on the line.
We're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning, Vic.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Okay.
Good, sir. How are you?
Hey, Peter, you're always talking about restaurants, right? You know, you must go to restaurants. What's your favorite place for breakfast? I'm a breakfast guy. Where do you go?
I don't eat breakfast.
So you don't know, no good greasy spoons for me to go for, huh?
Not really. I've not eaten. Somebody recommended a place out near Millersport, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of charts here, guys. Let's revisit a few from about a month ago. First one is FCX, Freeport-McMoRan.
Mm-hmm. A beneficiary of recent rising copper prices. You know.
Yeah. I mean, just a pristine chart.
Close at 17.15. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking to sell the 1650 I was looking at.
Boy, that close, huh?
Yeah, no, I would take this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you don't mind getting it. Yeah, I mean, to me, you know, potential price target's 23.
Right.
Resistance is 17.5, and you know, if I were buying it, I'd have to reevaluate it at 14.5. You know, which should be. It could turn out that area is actually pretty good support because that's where it broke out from. So, you know, I would, go ahead.
That would have to violate, that's low below the moving averages I was looking at. I think it's a strong stock. Its relative strength is pretty good. I was looking, you know, I'm going to cut this one a little. I only go 2 weeks out, though.
Yeah, that's one thing. I mean, the 50 days at 1562, right?
Right.
So you could use that, too, you know. I was just saying a longer-term investor, you know, might be out under 14, you know.
Right.
But other than that, yeah.
Daniel Midland is another one, ADM.
Boy, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
To me the last time a month ago, exact same words. I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Well, I can't remember what I did yesterday,
I remember.
You remember I said I can't remember, probably.
Close at 49.79.
Give me the harsh criticism. I remember every word you say, my friend.
Yeah, there you go.
You sure you're not a woman?
No.
I didn't say that, did I?
Well, this will be our last show.
I'm going to sue you guys.
Sue Peter. You can sue me, too. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't budged much, it looks like, since we talked, right?
Right.
And but, you know, it's something
in there I'm looking at, like Freeport did. See that little handle coming off the last thing?
Oh, yeah.
You could play this thing for a breakout off the handle.
Yeah, it's a nice-looking chart, and, you know, if it could take out 50-53 area, it could really go. You know, it looks like it's built a gigantic foundation, you know, so.
That was my buy stop one, exactly what you just said.
Beautiful.
The last one I like the chart, but it's got earnings in 3 weeks, which I don't want to get involved with, was Dow, D-O-W.
Yeah, these days, any days, but more so in this environment, it can be very interesting around earnings time. Yeah, I mean, the same thing. It's a very good-looking stock. The chemicals in general as a group have been pretty strong. Price objective for what it's worth is 74.
Close at 49.30.
Yeah, and the resistance is 51. The short-term resistance is 51, and support should be right around 45 or 46.
You like it, though, huh?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, thank you. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Vic.
Okay, right now, phone lines are empty. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or if for some reason you don't want to give us a call, you can use the chat box.
And we have somebody.
Yeah, let me mention the chat box.
That is asking.
At sapriston.com. SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Okay. What's on the chat box?
Where are we?
I don't know.
I'm imitating you. Except that I'm not putting my hand over my mouth when I'm talking. Anyway.
Right.
Okay. Person is writing, saying, I own AMD, which closed at 83.17. Any thoughts with them buying Xilinx, is it? XLNX, which closed at 118.
Well, the market temporarily didn't like it. I would say the general opinion appeared to be slightly negative. So I have not read enough on it to know, hopefully you have, as to what Xilinx brings to the party. But there's no question that AMD has become, like I say, there used to be something on the heel of Intel, right? And now I think Intel's something on the heel of AMD.
And I think it's like 35 in cash and a certain amount of shares of AMD.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'd have to do the research. And the stock reacted negatively when it first came out, but it's kind of been hanging out in the 83 area, and the 50 days around 82. So I would say, as if this general area, if it dropped to 81, it might be a little case for reevaluating at that point, because then the possibility is it could go down to, say, 74, 75. So I just watch it carefully. But, boy, if it can hold the support in this general area, say, 82, 83, that's very positive.
Yeah, now there's talk about Intel and NVIDIA.
You're kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
What, Intel's going to buy NVIDIA?
There's a story.
Well, Intel better do something.
Well, that's usually the reaction of management.
Right. AMD made the right move. They went to processors which are focused on gaming, that's how they changed the fortunes. And plus, the woman who runs the company has done an amazing job.
And in the past they did deals with debt, and they're trying to avoid that now.
Yep. So anyway, that's about all I can say about that right now. And certainly if it broke up
to 89, it's a new buy signal, and it still has an objective of 108. So,
nice. That's all I got.
That's all you got. Well, that's all. Well, now I can be philosophical, huh? One thing I want to say, just because a whole bunch of experts all agree on something doesn't mean they're right. And that's in a lot of different areas. And if you Google and go back in history, you'll see all the times scientists were wrong. The prevalent theory about things were wrong. I've brought up cases before where everybody said, you know, oh, yeah, this guy who came out with a dissenting opinion or so is nuts, and it turned out he was right, you know, when it really came down to it. So, be very careful. You know, just because all the experts agree doesn't necessarily make it so, you know, when it really comes down to it. So, and believe me, go Google history, you know. Look at Einstein. He came out with a theory of relativity, and they were trying to quash him, you know, all the scientists and everything, you know. And finally, he turned out right, you know, and it was all over. Oh, yeah. Oh, hard to believe, you know. But and there's many, many cases like that. You can go all the way back to, what's that guy, Ptolemy, who had everybody convinced and everybody agreed that the Earth was the center of the universe.
Isn't it?
And also, we do remember, way back, the Earth was flat.
There are still people that believe
and,
that.
I know. So, and you know, the preponderance of intelligent, high level people that back then. As a matter of fact, I don't know if somebody probably was persecuted as a heretic if they didn't agree the Earth was flat. So anyway, give us a call 803-1520 toll free 800-879. I don't want to get, you know, obviously this is directed.
You're on a roll.
Directed at climate change, you know, so. But anyway.
Tell that to the elephants or right. The dinosaurs.
There you go. That's right. All yeah. Right. Anyway, we'll go to Tom in North Tonawanda. Good
Thank
morning,
you.
Tom.
Thank you for calling. Thank you so much.
Okay. How are you guys? You guys doing pretty good today. I can hear you both.
Well, I was. Until I got in here.
No, he can hear me because I asked him to turn up my mic.
Well, that's because you don't talk into the mic.
I put my hand in front of my mouth.
Face.
Right, yeah, I know.
I'm
anyway,
glad you can hear him.
Let's get on with this.
Okay. Did somebody mention NIO before?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I heard right. I heard the talking about, but I didn't get the symbol.
Yeah, it was NIO, yeah. Yeah, it's
yes. Okay. Let me give you one more. Tell me about this one, if you have heard anything. It's LI.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at that myself as a potential option play, and I still
obviously you didn't do it. It must have gone up a lot.
No, it's still sitting there.
Okay. 1977 on the close. So is this a Chinese auto company?
Yes. I paid, like, 10 for it, and I'm shaky with it.
What'd you pay?
10.
10?
10.
I don't know. You know, it's been holding up. I was hoping it would move a little bit more with all the excitement. You know, what is this company about anyway?
Oh, they make some automobiles, a lot of cars.
They make a lot of cars. Are they in the electric vehicle business or?
Yes, all electrical.
All electrical. Yeah.
Yeah. So they came out in August. It's looking like the 52-week range is 14 to 24. So
right. Yeah. And, you know, it wasn't obviously a new issue, right? And
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, really?
They bought it.
Yeah. It came out in August?
Mm-hmm. I think it's about August.
That's what
I'm
it
not
looks
sure.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. It was a new issue in August, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And, you know, after running up to 24, right, it's come all the way back down, but didn't come back to the new issue price, right?
Yeah,
which would have been somewhere what in the 15 area it came out, you know.
Yes.
So I mean, it looks like it's basing nicely. I think if it holds the support, you're probably okay with this. And I don't know how they come up with it. Well, it hasn't been out for 200 days. So I don't know how this thing came up with a 200-day moving average, but the 50-day is 17. Okay. So you want to see it stay above 17.
Yeah, they make a beautiful car.
Yeah, yeah.
That Tesla.
Yeah, I've still got it on my radar. I think it's, you know, because when I saw all of the other EV stocks and especially NIO running, I looked around for something else. And
well, you better buy it on Monday because it's probably going to skyrocket.
If I don't buy it, it'll skyrocket.
Okay, that's good. Don't buy it.
So there you go.
Good. Don't buy it.
Right.
I don't want another coffee deal like I had.
Yeah. They're still trading, believe it or not. But
oh, yeah, they're back to about 3.5.
Yeah, man.
And I was glad to hear the Dreamer today.
Well, that was good, and also, it's like once again, you know, people would say to me about that company, the coffee company. And what was it? What's the name of it again?
Oh,
do we blot it from our memory? Yeah.
Yeah.
But people would say they've got 2,500 restaurants. It's a real company, you know.
Oh yeah. Well, they're making tea shops now.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
But, you know, so anyway, I mean, you can talk yourself into anything. But
This came out, it was priced at $11.50.
Was it $11.50 priced? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. But it must have opened higher than that, mm-hmm. I would guess, yeah. Okay, so.
And I was glad to hear the Dreamer today, but I wish he'd get off that speakerphone.
Oh, well, I think that's his, he recently, you know, in the year, last year, got a cell phone, I think, you know, so it's probably part of the problem.
Good to hear him anyway.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
All right. Phone lines are wide open. 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541.
On the chat box, somebody already owns two stocks. One is IRBT, which closed at 89.28.
That is a wild stock. Guys in the office were playing that on paper all the time, you know, and every time... You know, it ran up, it would get tanked and everything.
It's iRobot.
iRobot, right? Yeah. They right. You know, they make, among other things, the little vacuum cleaner that goes around the room by itself vacuuming, you know. And but they have a lot of other products. As a matter of fact, they have some defense products. They had defense product that looks for the IEDs, you know.
Hmm.
And but anyway, they're into a lot of things. This stock is very strong. But you got to... problem with them. Let's see, what is the earnings? Let's be careful about every time they come out with earnings, you never know. And boy, I'll tell you, you get some real big surprises from their earnings, you know. So I don't know. I don't see when the earnings are doing this, but I would check out and, you know, find out.
Last ones were July 21st. So August, September, October.
October 21st. Yeah. So be careful of that. You know, it depends, you know, what you want to do. You know, it's just that sometimes they've come out with shockingly good earnings and other times they've come out with shockingly disappointing earnings. So be very careful of the earnings. Other than that, I mean, the chart looks good. The potential price objective is 123.
Okay.
But, you know, like I say, this has a history of being very volatile. Especially you know, with earnings coming up. So.
Right. And we got another one. Somebody is looking, the same person owns Cigna, CI, close at 177.90.
Cigna. Yeah. You know, it's okay. You know, I mean, not great. Came down from 216. Down to, looks like about 160 area. Now it's fighting its way back again. So, you know, it looks like it's building a base. I probably would get, I'd reevaluate it either under 170 or at 170, actually, and reevaluate it if you want to take a bigger risk at 158. But, you know, the base is building here, and it would give a, you know, kind of a short-term buy signal if it hit 180, but you want to break out of this base and hit 188, and then you could be on your way to, you know, 196, and then if it takes that out, could go to 216.
All right. Sounds good.
So that's it right now. What are we, almost done?
Yeah, we're almost done. And so since we're near the end of the show, just want to give a shout-out to my mother. Be 96 next week. 96, Pete.
She's younger than you?
Hmm. Well, that's how it works. That's how it works.
Yeah, so, you know, as I've said before, you know, be very careful about, you know, news and noise that's out there. There's just too much of it. You know, try to find any place, you know, some people who you find have been doing a good job or whatever, you know, and, you know, stick to a couple people that you feel that you can depend on, you know, if you're following information that's out there, you know.
Right. It could be a writer. It could be a blogger.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Somebody
like, right.
on CNBC.
Yeah, the problem is, and believe me, I'm a person who jumps around all over the place, so I'm giving you the benefit of my things that I do wrong, you know, over the years. And, you know, you keep jumping around, and then you go, oh, this guy said this, so you follow him, and he was wrong, and then you jump. You know, go find out, you know, who's doing a good job, you know. And
somebody's got a track record.
Right. You know, StockTwits is one area, you know, you can go to, and they tell you, you know, who's being followed the most because they've done a good job. So, and I'm sure there's other websites like that where they kind of rate the people who have been out there. And, you know, don't jump around from person to person if that's how you're doing things, you know. And always do your own research. You know, nobody knows everything.
Well, especially in these times where there's so much information, you have to.
So until next week, keep a little powder dry. Take care.
Go Bills.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.